The Brekkie Show with Wolfie and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth.
Now, when was the last time you went to a DVD shop? Can you remember?
I can, because I used to go to a local, one that was in Wembley. I think it was a Blockbuster. And it doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was probably 5 years ago that I was there. I used to have one that I went to, there was a time where you used to pay to join a video shop. There was one in National Mutual Arcade in the city that I used to frequent and loved it.
Yeah, I had one up the road in Inglewood, and that closed probably about 4 or 5 years ago. That was a Blockbuster, and just as I was introducing my children to it, it closed. But, there was a time, and certainly for me, that you would go every week. It was the thing you did on a Friday or a Saturday. You could go to the DVD store, grab a DVD.
Next month, one of the few remaining video stores in Perth is set to close after almost 35 years of operation. Melanie McInerney is the owner of Network Video in Mount Hawthorne, and she's with us this morning. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, how are you going?
Thank you. I'm well. Thanks for coming in. Why are you closing?
Look, I've tried my hardest, and there is the internet, obviously, Netflix, Stan, YouTube, you name it. It's the age of convenience, so people don't want to get out and actually come to a DVD store. They want to sit on the couch and select, and I understand that. That's where we're progressing to, but I've held off for so long, but there's also the big impact of, obviously, rent. So it's a huge impact on small businesses like myself.
How did you notice crowds changing and membership dropping over the last few years?
Look, you've got a database. You can do all kinds of stats, but you know, at the end of the day, it's the income or the lack of income coming in. But we still had a high number of people joining, but they were sporadic renters. So they weren't going to be that frequent once a week, like you said. So unfortunately, while I could say I had about 70 people join in a month, maybe 5 out of them became constant members.
And you talk about rents immediately. So that's obviously one of the biggest points for you.
Look, I am in Mount Hawthorne, so it is a more expensive area, and that does come with the territory. But unfortunately, also added to that, you're in a shopping centre, so you've got added cost of outgoings, which you have to contribute to the operation of the shopping centre.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just base rent. You've got all these other things coming on. So unfortunately, I don't have anything nice to say about renting as a small business owner. So there's probably a lot of changes that I look for to hopefully activate in the future.
It's 17 past 7. Melanie McInerney is our guest, the owner of Network Video, which will be no more. Now, this was your local video store, DVD store, growing up. So you then bought the store that you used to go to every week. What are your memories of going into the DVD store? Because for me, it was never a quick trip, and I found it quite a social place.
Well, to be honest with you, I can tell you there's memories of 16, and I might have had a crush on one of the owner's sons, Wolf, who I still know now. So I used to frequent there maybe for a dual purpose, movie and a chat.
I think there were a lot of romances born out of a video store.
Oh, for sure. Talking in the aisles on movies. But, look, they were fun times, definitely, as a teenager, and then bringing my 4 children into it. Also, maybe not so fun times, because if they didn't pick in a certain time, we'd be out of there and someone will be crying. But they were definitely family times for me. So very fond memories of that tactile experience. I'm a hands-on person.
Mm.
I can't just read something and learn from it. I need to be in it. So those moments are definitely embedded in my memory.
I suspect that you could probably group customers into style and the etiquette and the genres too. But I think about the sort of person I was in a video store. I could never make a quick decision. I would say I'll just race down. I remember when Tuesday nights Melrose Place used to be on the telly, a lot of the video stores used to do a special where you get 1 or 2 new releases and 5 weeklies for $10 or something like that. I could spend an hour and a half just in a daze
I understand.
Were there many people like me?
A lot, and still are. And that's why I implemented many years ago. I'd actually do lists. So if people like period pieces, I'd do a list of movies and TV series that they could come in and just look at the list and say, have a watch. People like war movies. So if they like the foreign, a lot of people like the Norwegian movies. So, of course, then I'd write out. So my staff are very good. We'd actually go in and select. I have people that only come in when certain staff are on or when I'm on and go, select me 3 movies today, Mel.
You know?
And we'd do this and it'd be hit and miss because we're not all the same. What I like
yes.
is different to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it just took the angst out of that for some people.
I needed that service. I really did. You know, the world has moved so quickly that when you got, you know, you've been there 8 years and 8 years ago we didn't have streaming services the way that we do now. But there was a hint of what was happening. I mean, video stores had been replaced. DVDs had taken over from videos. And you could tell that, you know, businesses were closing down.
Yeah.
What was your hope 8 years ago? I mean, did you think that it would be a lifetime?
I didn't. I knew. I looked at the trends in UK and US and saw, obviously, the depletion of DVD stores. But I also saw in US especially they were adding what they call viewing rooms for local artists to do their movies. They were adding bars. So I saw the future for me was adding something else, a viable business to keep it going, to have something, you know, the DVDs won't be making any money, but we have it there as something quite special.
How many staff have you got? Because this is a sad story for you, but you employ people.
I do employ people. I've got 6 staff, yeah. So they're very sad, very, very. Some of them, this is their first and only job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You would have been a great boss, Melanie.
Oh, yes, I am.
You are. I bet you are. You bought us in chocolates. Actually, I should say.
And Graham, thanks for your text. He says, Mel's store closing will be a big hole in our community. What are you going to do with everything? Is there going to be a big sale?
You know, that's been a question this weekend that I just couldn't answer to some people. Because what my idea was to put things in storage and maybe in 5 years' time to have this really weird, quirky thing reopen.
Yeah.
So I will have to go down in quantity. So if we've got 3 or 5 of something, we will go down to numbers, but we'll keep one of everything.
Melanie, I wish that we were talking under different circumstances.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the very best. You will be a hole in the heart of Mount Hawthorne. Network Video no longer to be.